我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we praise and thank thee.
因为你把我们召聚到你的面前。
Because you gather us together in thy presence.
用你的厚恩来待我们。
And you use thy deep grace to treat us.
你越过我们人的愚昧。
And you surpass our foolishness.
你为我们预备那丰盛的怜悯。
And you prepare for us that abundant grace.
叫我们可以凭着你所做的，我们坦然无惧的来到施恩座前。
So that according to what you have done, we can come boldly before the mercy seat.
主啊，我们要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we have to bow our head and worship thee.
因为你不单是救了我们。
Because
not, 脱离那极大的死亡。
Because not only do you have saved us from that great death.
你继续在我们身上显明你的拯救。
But you continue to manifest your salvation upon us.
你不叫我们的脚步偏离你的路。
So that our footsteps would not go astray from thy path.
你要成全我们在你那永远荣耀的旨意里。
And you will perfect us in your glorious eternal will.
主，这是你的定义。
Lord, this is your will.
你就按着你所定义的来做成在我们的身上。
So complete upon us what you have willed.
我们多少的愚昧和软弱也没有改变你的心意。
No matter how foolish and weak we are, we have not changed your will.
直到如今你仍然保守我们的心向着你的自己。
Even until today, you keep our heart toward yourself.
主啊，我们就承认不是我们会拣选你。
Or we confess it is not because we know how to choose you.
乃是你的拣选在我们身上没有改变。
It is because of your selection upon us which has not changed.
你用着永远的爱来纪念我们。
And you remember us according to your everlasting love.
主啊，我们向你低头。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
晚上我们再次聚集在你的面前。
This evening, as we gather in thy presence again,
我们看到你当日如何带领你的百姓。
We see how you have led your people in that day.
你用怎么样的心情来眷顾他们。
How your heart was when you cared for them.
我们就要向你还要敬拜再敬拜。
Even more so, we have to worship and worship thee again.
因为在你公义的追讨的里头，你仍然带着极大的怜悯。
Because even under your righteous chastening, you still have rich mercy.
主啊，如今我们这群称为神的儿女的人。
So for us today who are called God's children,
你显明的怜悯要更大。
The mercy which you would reveal is even greater.
因此我们求我们的主，让我们在你的爱中心思意念更多的归向你。
So Lord, we do ask that by thy grace and mercy in your love, that our heart and our mind and our thought would be even more toward you.
主啊，给我们一个柔软的心。
Lord, we do ask that you will grant us a tender heart.
会听话的耳朵。
Ears that will listen.
并且会朝你奔走的脚步。
And that our footsteps would go toward you.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
主啊，照着你起初拣选的恩典，继续稳定我们在你那荣耀的旨意里。
Lord, according to the grace which you have chosen us at the beginning,
主，晚上你再一次借着你自己的话发向我们发出亮光。
Set our footsteps stand firm upon choosing you, shed light upon us tonight.
让我们实在的在这里经历了光中见光的恩典。
So that here we can truly experience seeing light in your light.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
但愿主亲自把你的话解开。
Lord, may you personally open up your words to us.
不让替你说话的人限制你。
So that we who speak for you would not limit you.
主借着圣灵的运行，把我们都放在你面光的底下。
Lord, according to the working of the Holy Spirit, place us under your light.
我们将仰望在主的手里。
Lord, we entrust this to you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们继续在耶利米书的第五章末了的那里来再留意一下。
We'll continue to take notice from the end of Jeremiah chapter
5. 我们的主向耶利米说了好些话。
Our Lord has spoken much words to Jeremiah.
要叫耶利米的心思 意念能与神的心思和意念一样。
So that the heart and mind of Jeremiah can be in line with the heart and mind of the Lord.
我们很清楚的知道。
We clearly know.
因为从我们自己的身上，我们也是如此的来领会。
Because even upon ourselves, that is our experience.
神的意念是高过我们的意念。
That God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的道路也非同我们的道路。
And His ways are not our ways.
但是在我们跟随主的路上。
But in our way as we follow the Lord.
我们起初还是坚持我们自己的所见。
At the beginning, we still hold fast to what we have seen.
我们还是根据我们的所以为知道的来定规道路。
It is still according to what we think we know to determine our path.
但是神要使用一个人的时候，
But as God is to use a person,
他一定是把那个人的心思和意念转变到完全的站在主的一边。
He will change the mind and thought of that person completely to stand on the side of the Lord.
我们留意到耶利米曾经在神的面前说，
We take note that once Jeremiah said before the Lord,
神啊，你欺哄了你的百姓。
God, you have deceived your people.
神，你怎么可以这样
God,
向你的百姓说话呢？
God, how can you speak this way to your people?
这是他不了解神的心思。
He said this because he did not understand the heart of God.
认定神的意念。
And he was not acknowledging the way of God.
接着就跟他说了许多的话。
So God continues to speak much words to him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然耶利米不是马上就能转变他以为对的。
And even though Jeremiah cannot immediately change from what he thought was right,
但是我们确实是看见神的心思在他的里面越过越明显的增加。
But indeed we can see the heart of God inside of Jeremiah increases step by step.
我们留意到，
We can see
神曾对耶利米说到，神要把他的百姓交给外邦人。
God has spoken to Jeremiah that will deliver his people to the Gentiles.
但是神也在那里告诉耶利米，神不会把他们灭绝尽尽。
But God also tells Jeremiah that he will not completely destroy them.
神也向他的百姓警告同样的事情。
At the same time, God warns his people of the same thing.
神指出他百姓在神面前太严重了。
And God continues to point out to the people that the wrath they brought upon themselves from the Lord is too severe.
但是神还是应许，神不灭绝他们。
But God still has promised He will not completely destroy them.
不单是对耶利米给这个保证。
Not only did He give Jeremiah this promise.
也不单是给神的百姓有这样的应许。
And not only did He give His people this promise.
并且他也向巴比伦人发出警告。
But even at the same time, he warns the Babylonians.
他不允许巴比伦人把他的百姓灭绝。
He does not allow for the Babylonians to completely destroy his people.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们实在看见神在公义的追讨的里边还是带着极深的怜悯。
Indeed, we can see in the righteous chastening of God, it is still filled deeply with His mercy.
因为神的追讨并不是为了报复。
Because the chastening of God is not for revenge.
神的追讨乃是为了要把属他的人带回正路。
His chastening is in order to bring those who belong to Him back onto the way of righteousness.
这是认识神的人一个很大的安慰。
And this is a great comfort to those who know God.
也是一个很大的激励。
It is also a great encouragement.
这不是鼓励我们在神的面前不负责任。
However, this does not encourage us to be irresponsible before God.
而是叫我们更深地体会到神的心情，我们不敢轻易地惹动神的怒气。
But it's in order for us to deeply understand that we will not despise God, and that will easily bring upon His anger.
我们继续在第五章往前看的时候，
As we continue on in chapter 5,
我们从十九节那里先留意。
We'll pay attention starting from verse 19.
如 假如百姓们听到神这样说话，
Now the people shall hear the Lord say this，
他们里面就有一个反应，
Then they will have this response，
耶和华我们的神怎么可以，为什么像我们这样行？
Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us？
神就给他们一个指明。
Then God gives them this direct answer。
笼统的来说，就是因为你们离弃耶和华神。
In general, it's because you have forsaken the Lord God。
你们愿意侍奉外邦神。
That you serve strangers。
所以神就让你们到那些外邦人的地图那边去，去服侍那些外邦的。
Because you serve foreign gods, that you can, you will be delivered into the strangers in a land that is not yours to serve them.
但是神不是只是这样笼统的来说出这个原因。
But God not merely only tells them this reason in general.
那所以从二十节往下去，神就指出一个很严肃的问题。
So starting from verse 20 on, God points to them a very severe problem.
说出他的百姓所以落到这样的光景。
It speaks of the fact, the reason why his people are in this condition.
愚昧无知的百姓，
that they have become people who are foolish and ignorant，
因为他们有眼看不见，
because they have eyes and not seen，
有耳听不见，
they have ear and have not heard，
看不见什么，
what did they not see，
听不见什么呢，
what did they not hear，
神在这里说了一点点的事，
God speaks of some things，
而我们归纳起来就是，
now if we summarize，
头一件事情，
the first thing，
他们没有看见神大能的安排。
They did not see the arrangement by the Almighty God。
如果他们看见的话，
Now if they have seen it，
他们对神就会有一个敬畏的心。
Then they will have a heart that would fear God。
但是他们看不见。
But yet they did not see
it。他们以为在他们周围所发生的事情不过是很平常的事。
They thought everything that happens around them is very common.
理当如此。
That is very reasonable.
自然而然就是这样。
It is very natural, that's why it is.
没有什么了不起。
There's nothing strange or ordinary.
但是神在这里就说，
But God says here,
你们看到这一些，
You have seen this,
你们却不知道神借着这一些向你们说话。
Yet you do not realize that God is speaking to you through this.
神在这里指出一件什么事呢？
What does God point forth here.
神是我用永远的定力来定规了一些事情。
God says he has determined some things with his perpetual decree.
这个永远的定力，
And this eternal decree,
我们可以说就是我们常常接触到的所谓自然规律。
We can summarize and say this is oftentimes what we encounter as natural law.
当人碰到自然规律的时候，
And when we encounter the law of nature,
人也许很惊讶那个自然的现象。
Man may be in awe of that natural nature.
却不会往深一层去追究为什么这个自然的现象是这样的发生。
Yet we do not consider a step further to contemplate why does this happen by nature.
那就是我们晓得，
Now brothers and sisters,
我们能真的说它是自然的现象，
When we say it is a natural phenomenon,
或者说是自然的规律，
Or we say it is a law of nature,
那就是说出，
Then that points forth
这个现象，或是说这一个规律，
This law, this phenomenon,
放在亚洲是准确的。
Whether you place it in Asia, it is correct.
放到美洲也是准确的。
Or in the Americas, it is still correct.
你弄到非洲去还是准确的。
Even if it happens in Africa, it is still the same.
地理环境的转变并不能改变自然的规律。
The change in circumstances and place will not change a natural law.
那如果人会这样想的话，
Now if a man can think
this way, 他就从自然规律的里边能看见一些神要我们看见的。
Then from the law of nature, we can see some things God, which God wants us to see.
神在这里给人头一个要留意的就是，
Here the first thing God wants us to pay attention to.
自然规律是神的永远的定义。 定力。
By natural law, it is his perpetual decree.
谁定下来的呢?
Who has determined it?
神定下来的。
It is God who has set it.
定多久呢?
For how long?
永远。
It is everlasting.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是一个很严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very serious issue.
那这些自然的规律。
Now these natural laws,
无论在任何的环境任何的时间里面发表出来的都是一样
No matter the time and space, what they manifest is the same.
那因着这样的一个事实
And because of this
神就指出一个很明显的现象来
God points forth a very clear phenomenon.
这里就提到说
So here it mentions,
波浪虽然翻腾
Though the waves thereof toss themselves,
却不能逾越
Yet they cannot pass it.
逾越什么呢?
Pass what?
因为上文就是这样说。
Because it says before.
神是用永远的定力来用沙做海的界限。
That by a perpetual decree, he has placed the sand for the bound of the sea.
沙是很小的。
Now, sand is very small.
也是很软的。
It is also very weak.
但是神就用沙做海的界限。
Yet God has used the sand to be the boundary of the sea.
海浪是汹涌澎湃的。
Now the waves can toss themselves.
力度是非常的大的。
Now they have great might.
但是一个事实摆在那里。
Yet the fact is there.
神说虽然沙做海的界限。
God says though the sand is the boundary for the sea.
水不能越过。
That it cannot surpass.
你说水不能越过有什么了不起?
You say what's so great about the water cannot pass it.
当然平静的水不越过是不稀奇。
Of course, for quiet water not to pass it is not something amazing.
但底下继续就说了。
But it continued to say,
不仅是水不能越过。
Not only can the water not pass it,
波浪虽然翻腾
Even the waves thereof toss themselves.
也不能越过
Yet they cannot prevail.
虽然平轰
Though they war.
也不能过去
Yet they not pass over it.
弟兄姊妹们在这里你就看到一个很明显的事实
Brothers and sisters, here you see a very clear fact.
你就是看见那个海浪排山倒海而来
Even if you see the waves coming at you very greatly.
它到了那个海边到了那个界限
Once it comes to the boundary, once it comes to the end.
它只能在那里就停下来
It must stop there.
它不会因为它那个排山倒海而来的它能越过那一个界限
It cannot because of its great force surpass the boundary.
那这是什么?
What is that?
神说你要从这里看见神大能的安排。
God says here you must see his perpetual decree.
你看到这个大能的安排。
And when you see his arrangement by his might.
你就晓得我们的神不仅是大有能力。
Then you realize not only is he a God of might.
他也是极高的智慧的。
But he has the highest wisdom.
因为他定规这些自然的规律。
Because he has set these natural laws.
不仅是有能力在那里显出来
Not only is his power manifested there,
也是有智慧在那里显出来
But it is also his wisdom that is expressed
并且更有一个权柄在那里显出来
Even more so, there is this authority that is set forth
谁都不能改变这样的一个定规
Which no one can change this arrangement
那但是他们看不见
Yet they did not see
他们有眼不看
They have eyes and see not
我们留意
Now we take note.
有眼不看。
They have eyes and see not.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
跟有眼看不见是不是有点区别呢?
Is it a bit difference for having eyes but cannot see?
确实是有点区别。
Yes, there is some difference.
看不见就是看不见。
If they cannot see it, they just cannot see it.
不看就是不要看。
But they don't see it is that they do not want to see it.
事情摆在他面前。他不要看。
It is placed right before them, yet they do not want to see it.
话语摆在他面前，他不要听。
The words are placed right before them, yet they do not want to hear it.
那在程度上面来说
，So in degree,
比有眼看不见和有耳听不见那严重的多了。
It's a bit more severe than having eyes and cannot see and having ears cannot hear.
严重在什么地方呢
？Why is it more severe?
他为什么不看
？Why is it that they do not want to see? Why is it they do not want to hear?
问题不是他不能听。
The reason is not because they're not able to.
问题不是他不能看。
It's not because they're not able to hear or see.
而是他心 里面根本就不要。
But it's in their heart, they do not want it at all.
所以以上你就看见神指出他们的那个问题了。
So later on, you can see God points forth their problem.
他说到这些百姓背叛误逆的心。
And God says that these people have a revolting and a rebellious heart.
他们叛我而去。
They revolted and gone.
24节
Verse 24.
心里也不说我们应当敬畏耶和华我们的神。
Neither say, they say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God.
我们先停在这里，我先解决这个问题。
We'll first stop here and solve this issue.
他们的不看。
They did not see.
他们的不听。
They do not want to hear.
不是因为他们不能。
Not because they're not able to.
而是他们不要。
But they do not want to.
这个问题发生在哪里？
And where does this happen?
发生在他们里面。
It happens from within.
他们里面没有神的地位。
Within, they have no place for God.
他们里面没有对着神有一个准确的态度。
Within, there's not a correct attitude for God.
说清楚一点。
To be more clear.
他们心里面根本就不要神。
Within their hearts, they do not want God.
是这样的一种光景。
That's their condition.
就造成他们有眼不看。有而不听
which creates the problem that having eyes they see not and having ears they hear not
这个是神百姓的问题
and that's the problem with the people of God
人的堕落
now man's fall
不是从外面来开始的
it does not begin externally
人的堕落
the fall of man
从伊甸园开始一直到现在
from the time of the Garden of Eden till now
一直继续往前去
and it will continue on
直到新天新地新地出现
even before the appearing of the new heaven and new earth
在长短的时间的里面
in such a long period of time
所有人的堕落是从人的里面开始
all of the reasons for man's fall begins from within
而里面不对了
within it is wrong
外面就不对了
then without will be wrong
里面上神不敬畏了
when within we do not fear
外面就拒绝神亵渎神了
then without we will blaspheme against God we will reject God
这是非常严肃的一件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
我们也常常提到。
Very often we mention.
一个神儿女的生活。
The life of a child of God.
不是从外面来学习的。
Does not begin from without.
而是从里面来开始的。
But we begin learning from within.
我们过去也曾经提过这一方面的事。
In the past, we mentioned about this before.
但是我们也常常会忽略这样的事。
But we often will be careless about this as well.
我们不大以为我们在神面前的光景是从里面开始的。
We do not think very naturally that our relationship with God begins from within.
我们以为我们和神中间的那种关系。
We think the relationship we have with God.
只要我们在外面做得好。
As long as we do well externally.
那我们跟神的关系就好。
Then our relationship with God is good.
但神给我们看到的不是这样一回事。
But what God shows us, that is not it.
神告诉我们说
God tells us,
人的堕落是从里面开始。
Man's fall began from within.
人要恢复正常也必须要从里面开始。
And if man wants to restore to normalcy, it must also begin from within.
如果里面不对了
if within is wrong,
外面不可能对。
Then without cannot be right.
外面怎么像样还是里面不对还是不对。
No matter how right it seems without, within it is still wrong.
那好了
Now,
那现在神说到他们里面不对的时候
When God says here, when they're wrong within,
神也指出一个问题来
God also points forth this
什么问题呢
What is that issue?
这是我们在这里提到的神看他的百姓那两个愚昧的实际
And this is what God points to the too foolish practicality of his people.
神说他们是愚昧无知的百姓。
God says there are people of foolishness and ignorance.
怎么愚昧法呢？怎么无知法呢？
How are they foolish and ignorant?
第一句没有看见神的大能的作为。
First, they did not see the mightiness of God.
那第二呢？
Secondly,
就是现在所提的了。
Is what is mentioned here.
他们没有留意神恩典的赏赐
They do not realize the grace of reward from God.
所以二十四节那里说啊，他们心里头也不说，我们应当敬畏耶和华我们的神。
That's why from verse 24 it says, neither they say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God.
这一位神是按时赐雨，就是秋雨春雨。
Now this God who gives us rain both the former and the latter.
又为我们定收割的节令。
In its season, he reserved unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest.
永存不废,
that it will be everlasting.
跟上头所提的那个永远的定力是同一个原则。
Now that's the same principle as it is set before in the perpetual decree.
但是这里是重在那一个恩典的赏赐。
But here it is found, it is more emphasized on the reward or the blessing. Now, if they're clear within, if they're enlightened within,
他们会说,
they will say,
我们当敬畏我们的耶和华我们的神,
now let us fear the Lord our God.
因为他是春雨秋雨给我们,
because He gives us the former and the latter rain.
叫我们的那个农作没有受到 任何的阻碍,
so that in season we will have our weeks of harvest.
And
it also gives us an abundant harvest.
我们接受这许许多多的丰收,
and when we receive such an abundant harvest,
不是因为我们劳力的很付出的很多,
it is not because of our great toil or labor.
我们是有我们该做的一份,
yes, we have our part to do.
但是我们肯定一件事情,
but one thing we're sure of,
如果神不是在恩典里面赐下,
if it's not given to us by God's grace, no matter how much we labor or toil even more, we will not have abundant harvest. Especially for the people of Israel.
他们很清楚地知道,
very clearly they know.
神的那个给他们一再的宣告这样的事,
God have repeatedly declared this to them.
如果他们听从神的话,
if they obey the voice of the Lord God,
遵守神的约,
and they obey His law,
神就让秋雨春雨不停止,
God will not let the rains cease.
按时落到他们的地里,
that in due season God will let the rains fall upon their land.
弟兄姊妹,我们知道的,
brothers and sisters, we know
以色列地啊, 如果水分是充足的话, 那是很肥沃的。
Now if the water level is sufficient in the land of Israel, then it is very fertile.
但是如果缺水呢?
But yet if they lack water, then the ground will be hard as steel.
你别想从它 那里有任何的收获,
do not even think of getting any harvest at all.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
神说你们如果在他面前活得对,
God says if you live correctly before me,
秋雨春雨就按时下到他们的地里,
the former and the latter rains will fall on your land,
叫他们的丰收有保证,
so that they have a guarantee for their harvest.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
神是这样的定位,
that's how God has said.
神说永存不废,
God says it is His perpetual decree.
以色列的百姓,
now for the people of Israel,
自从进入迦南以来,
ever since they entered into Canaan,
他们就是一直享用神这样的一个恩典,
they continue to enjoy this grace from God.
只要他们在神的面前不偏离,
as long as they do not go astray from God,
他们就是这样的丰丰足足的,
this, that they will be full and abundant in this place.
说神说你要敬畏我,
so God says you must fear me,
因为我是你们的赐恩的主,
because I'm the Lord who grants you grace.
但是他们 没有听见神的话,
but they did not hear the word of God.
他们觉得有神也行,
they feel whether they have God, it is fine. If they don't have God, it is also fine.
我们的神好像太简朴了,
that our God, it is just
too simple.
Too simple.
外邦神可热闹,
now, the Gentile gods are very exciting.
要侍奉神, 就把外邦神的, 接过来, 那就高高兴兴热热闹闹,
now we want to serve a God, let us take and welcome the Gentile God, so it will be very noisy and exciting.
那比我们只是这带一个祭物在神的面前, 在神的坛上献上, 热闹多了,
now it's much more exciting just bringing a sacrifice to offer it at the altar of God.
有兴趣多了,
it is more interesting.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
But brothers and sisters,
神并不要他们看外面的。
God does not want them to look at it from without.
神是要让他们留意他们与神的那一个正常的关系。
God wants them to realize the normal relationship they ought to have with God.
但是他们并不体会神的心意。
But they were not mindful of the heart of God.
那所以就成了愚昧无知的百姓。
So they have become foolish people and ignorant.
所以就引来神的管教和鞭打。
So it brought about the discipline and chastening of God.
那现在神不仅是指出他们是愚昧的人。
Now God not only points forth their
foolish. 并且也告诉他们说这个鞭打与管教已经定规了。
But also tells them that he has already set this scourging and this discipline.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然是定规了。
Though it has already been set.
神又一次的说。
But he says again.
他还没有关闭。那一个怜悯的门。
He has not closed that gate of mercy.
那现在呢，我们就来到第六章。
Now we come to chapter 6.
第六章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 6.
你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
神借着先知在这里喊出一些话。
That God says, cries out some words through the prophet.
但是这些话还没有正规的、公开的向他的百姓来呼喊。
Yeah, these words are not fully disclosed to his people yet.
因为一直到第六章的末了，在我个人来看，还是在那神在造就、建立耶利米。
Because in my personal view, until the end of chapter 6, it is still God's personal edification to establish Jeremiah.
这些话只是神向耶利米说出神会做什么事。
So these words are only spoken from God to Jeremiah of the things that he will do.
那虽然在这里特别好像喊出便雅悯。
And so here it seems to call out to the children of Benjamin.
他说便雅悯人啊。
Oh, you children of Benjamin,
你们要逃出耶路撒冷,
gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem and blow the trumpets of Tekoa and set up a sign of fire in Beth Horon. Now let us first settle the facts that is in this verse.
应该是喊犹大,
Now should it not cry, Oh, you children of Judah?
那为什么不喊犹大，喊便雅悯呢
？Why is it not Judah but Benjamin？
这就值得我们去注意了。
Now this is worthy of our attention。
神放弃了犹大，是不是呢
？Is it the fact that God has forsaken Judah？
神只留意便雅悯是不是呢
？Is it that God only pays attention to Benjamin？
不是
，No。
那弟兄姊妹们，你问我们如果完整的看下去
，Now brothers and sisters, if we look completely as we go on，
我们看到从第六章开始
，We can see starting from chapter 6，
神给耶利米所提的话语就不再是普遍的在犹大人的身上。
The words which God mentions to Jeremiah in general is not only upon the people of Judah,
而是把那个重点放在耶路撒冷。
But it is placed on the focus of Jerusalem.
而因为在耶路撒冷里边有好些事情是以色列人以为我们有了这些就有恃无恐的。
And so, because of the matters in Jerusalem that the Israelites think that they have, as long as they have Jerusalem, they have nothing to be afraid of.
但是你留意,
But if you take note,
神在这里就对着以色列人心里头的那种光景来说了很重的话。
God speaks directly at the condition of the heart of Israelites to say heavy and severe words.
神就直接对着耶路撒冷来说话。
So God speaks directly at Jerusalem.
神也在那里宣告耶路撒冷的遭遇。
And he declares the happenings of Jerusalem.
你说既然是宣告耶路撒冷的遭遇，那为什么要提出便雅悯呢
？And so you say, if God is declaring the encounters of Jerusalem, why must He mention the children of Benjamin？
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们留意
，we can take note，
在我们的错觉里头
，in our misconception，
我们总是以为 神既然选召犹大作为承受君王系统的那个支派，
we think that since God has chosen the tribe of Judah as the line, as the system for the king of the kinghood kingship.
那么以色列君王的京城也必一定是在犹大的支派里。
Then we would also think the capital of the kingship of Israel would also be in the land of Judah.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazing.
神用耶路撒冷作为称为他名下的城。
God uses Jerusalem as the city that is under his name.
但是耶路撒冷就是不在犹大地。
But Jerusalem is not in the land of Judah.
耶路撒冷是在便雅悯地。
Jerusalem is in the land of Benjamin.
虽然是跟犹大地很那个边界上面很接近。
Though it is very close to the boundary of the land of Judah.
但是就是不在犹大地。
But in fact, it is not in the land of Judah.
我们不知道为什么。
Now we do not know why.
我们如果看便雅悯的话，
Now, if we look at Benjamin,
我们也看不见这个支派有什么特别可取的地方。
We cannot see any uniqueness of this tribe where they are worthy of this.
我相反的看见便雅悯这个支派产生难处的事情也不少。
But on the contrary, we can see much problems because of the tribe of Benjamin.
但是神就选中便雅悯支派境内的耶路撒冷做称为他名下的城。
Yet God has chosen the city Jerusalem within the boundary of the land of Benjamin to be the city under his name.
那所以我们在这里留意到。
So we can take note here.
在对付耶路撒冷的时候。
When it is dealing against Jerusalem.
神用着先知喊出来的是便雅悯。
What God uses the prophet to cry out is the children of Benjamin.
还有一些事情很有意思的。
And there are also other interesting things.
我们不会细细的去追寻。
But we won't go into it in too much detail.
当以色列分裂的时候。
When Israel was divided.
神在那里说他只是保留一个支派给犹大。
He said that he would only keep one tribe for Judah.
其余十个支派都要搬离犹大。
The remaining 10 tribes will revolt against Judah.
那神给哪一个支派给留给犹大呢？
Now which tribe was kept for Judah?
便雅悯。
It was Benjamin.
为什么呢？
Why?
圣经没有说。
Scriptures did not tell us.
我们的推想。
This is our theory.
就和耶路撒冷有关系。
It has to do with Jerusalem.
那但是这些都是小问题。
But of course, those are just the minor details.
但是我们必须要注意的。
But we must take note.
当时神的百姓总是以为我们的京城是称为神名下的城。
The people of God in general felt that our city, this capital, is a city that bears the name of God.
在这一个城里头，我们有神的殿。
So that in this city, we have the temple of God.
在这殿里头有神的律法书。
And in the temple of God, we have the law, the books of God.
我们有这些个东西。
And we have all these things.
神不能不顾念我们。
God must remember us.
那就是当时犹太人的心思。
And at that time, that was the heart.
我们看上去就看见神一一来对付他们。
The mind of the Jewish people, and God deals with them one by one in those aspects.
对付他们什么呢？
How did God deal with them?
就是对付他们这样的一个心思。
And so dealt with this heart that they had.
因为人总是以为我凭着外面所有的就可以保证我在神面前蒙悦纳。
Because man feels in general is according to what I have externally that it will guarantee the fact that I will be acceptable to God.
哪里晓得？
Lest they unbeknown to them.
神根本不是看人的外面的神。
God is not a God who looks from without.
耶利米书。
In the book of Jeremiah.
那个时候的神的百姓。
At that time, the people of God.
已经是在大卫以后好几百年的时刻了。
Was already a people several hundred years after the time of David.
他们总知道大卫被选召的那个历史
They ought to know the history how David was chosen.
如果从外面的光景来看, 大卫的哥哥们大概都比大卫强。
If you look at it externally, all of the older brothers of David ought to be stronger than David.
但是神明明对撒母耳说,
But clearly God said to Samuel,
神不是看人的外貌,
God does not look at appearance,
那是看人的里面,
but he looks from within.
那所以他们应该知道这个事情,
and so they ought to know about this.
但是一直以来,
but continue,
神的百姓就是在这一个那么严重的原则的上面来顶撞神。
The people of God upon this principle rejected God so severely.
好了，我们回到耶利米书来。
Now we go back to the book of Jeremiah.
他在这里就说出一个事情。
Here it says of a fact.
他说便雅悯啊,
it says the children of Benjamin
要逃出耶路撒冷,
gather you to flee out the midst of Jerusalem.
不要耶路撒冷做你的依靠,
do not let Jerusalem be your confidence. You must flee out of Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷不可靠,
because Jerusalem is not trustworthy.
耶路撒冷要受攻打,
because Jerusalem will be attacked.
你逃出耶路撒冷,
now flee from Jerusalem.
在皮哥亚吹角,
and blow the trumpet in Tekoa.
在基林立号旗,
and set up a sign of fire and battle.
皮哥亚是什么地方呢?
Now where is this place Tekoa?
皮哥亚是 离开耶路撒冷大概有三四十里路的一个小镇。
Now Tekoa is a small city that's about 30-40 miles away from Jerusalem.
应该是在伯利恒的南边吧。
It should be to the south of Jerusalem.
提哥雅的那个名字就是堡垒，那个意思就是堡垒。
And the meaning of Tekoa means fortress.
那然后又在伯哈基林。And
so again it says in Bethakaran.
那伯哈基林是什么呢?
Now where is this place, Bethakaran?
伯哈基林也是一个小镇。
Now this is also a small city, a small town.
但是这一个镇呢?
Now this town,
它确实是以生产葡萄, 很有名气的。
It's famous for the grape harvest.
遍地都是葡萄园。
There are grape vineyards all over.
所以这个伯哈基林那个意思就是葡萄园的地。
And so the meaning of this word Bethakaran is the land of the grapes of the vineyard.
那我们了解到这两个地点所表达的那个意思。
And so we take note of the two meanings of these names of these two places.
你留意神告诉他们说, 你们在这个两个地方里面做什么呢?
So you can take note where God tells them what he tells them to do at these two places.
在提哥雅就是吹角。
At the place of Tekoa, blow the trumpet.
吹角什么意思呢?
What does it mean to blow the trumpet?
从这里来说,
from this point here,
那是准备打仗,
that is to prepare for war.
召聚会众,
to gather the people preparing for war.
那好奇是什么呢?
Now what does it mean to set up a sign of fire?
那在那里树立军营,
that is to set up the camp.
但弟兄姊妹你留意,
but brothers and sisters, take note.
上头已经明明说了,
it already says,
这个毁灭这一个攻打是从北方来的,
this destruction will come from the north.
但现在提出两个地方,
but now these two places are mentioned,
都在耶路撒冷的南边,
they are south of Jerusalem.
难道那个提哥雅那个从地理环境上面来说, 就在隐基底的附近, 隐基底是一个地名, 就是,
now it's to the southern part of Israel. Tekoa is near another place.
就是把大卫逃避扫罗所躲藏的那个地方。
It is a place where David hid from Saul when Saul chased after him.
接近死海那一边呢?
It's very close to the Dead Sea.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到?
Now, brothers and sisters, if you take note,
敌人是从北方来的,
the enemy is coming north.
你们这人都跑到南方去，在那里来准备征战。
Now, you're going to the southern part to prepare for war.
那说出什么?
What does that tell you?
说出耶路撒冷根本就已经陷落了。
It will tell you the fact that Jerusalem will fall.
耶路撒冷已经不能守住了。
And Jerusalem will not be kept.
好了，现在我们来注意了。
Now we take note.
神说到耶路撒冷怎么说呢？
What does God say of Jerusalem?
他说耶路撒冷啊,
It says, Oh Jerusalem,
你原来就真的是好像秀美娇嫩的虾女子。
You are like a comely and delicate woman.
我要剪除你们。
I will cut you off. Yeah, I will cut you off.
那然后呢?
And then,
在耶路撒冷这一个地区,
In this land of Jerusalem.
牧羊人就把那个羊群带到这里来放牧。
The shepherds with their flocks come unto her.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意见说是什么事情。
Brothers and sisters, take note. What does that speak, this speak of?
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶路撒冷本来美，华美到一个地步，他这里就用秀美娇嫩的西安女子来形容。
Now, Jerusalem was so beautiful and majestic that it's described here as a comely and delicate woman.
但是这个华美娇嫩的女子，神说，她要剪除。
But God says that he will cut off this comely and delicate woman.
我最近看到一个老姊妹的照片。
Now, recently I've seen a picture of a elderly sister.
这个老姊妹不在了。
Now this elderly sister is no longer with us.
但是在我的印象的里头，这个老姊妹年轻的时候也不会美丽到什么地方去。
Now in my impression, this elderly sister when she was young was not very beautiful.
但是我最近看到这个老姊妹的年轻的照片。
But recently,I've seen the picture of this sister when she was young.
我简直没有办法能相信我的眼睛。
I almost couldn't believe my eyes.
我说这两个是同一个人吗?
I question, is this two the same person?
不可能嘛。
It doesn't seem possible.
你看到她的年轻的那个照片，虽然你不能说她是天下第一美人。
And when you see that picture of her when she was younger, even though you can say she's the most beautiful person in the world.
但是总是在那个上不晓得该怎么说总是在美总是在那个最美的一群人当中的一个。
But you can consider her as one of the most beautiful person.
但是看到老年的这个姊妹
，But this sister in her elderly age
完全不是那回事
，Didn't look anything like it。
现在神就说
，And so here God says, Jerusalem，
你原来是娇美，这个叫秀美娇嫩。
You are a comely and delicate woman，
但是你没有了。
But there's no more。
我要把你剪除了。
I will cut you off。
你虽然是曾经很华丽
，and though you are very beautiful and majestic，
很庄严的一座京城
，and a very beautiful city，
但是都要成为荒场了
，but it will be desolate。
荒凉到一个什么地步呢
？How barren will it become？
哦，牧羊人把他的羊就放在你的地方
，the shepherds with the flocks will come here。
弟兄姊妹，这是什么
？Brothers and sisters, what is this？
这是说出。
This speaks of the fact,
耶路撒冷，等到有一天，神要让他里外都荒凉。
That one day God will allow for her from within and without to be in desolation.
城里
，within the city，
所有的华庄严华丽没有了。
All the majesty, all the splendor is gone.
城外
，without the city，
成了牧羊人。放羊群的地方
，is become a pasture for the shepherds to bring the flock.
说的好听一点就是草原。
Now to put it very nicely, then it is a pasture.
说的不好听就草地。
But if you put it plainly, then it's just a land filled with grass.
但是原来那里是都是非常的华美的。
But originally it was very splendid there.
但是神说到了那个时候
，But God says at that time，
旧城的里里外外。都一无是处。
That within and without the city, there is nothing left.
那为什么呢
？Why？
神只是那样说出一件事。
God only speaks of one thing.
但是井怎么涌出水来？
How the water comes from the well.
这个城里头也照样涌出罪来。
That the sin is cast forth from the city.
那也就是说，
That also says,
这一个城除了罪恶以外，什么都没有。
The city, aside from sin, has nothing.
所以才招来这样的结果。
And that's why this result is brought forth.
里外都荒凉。
That it will be desolate and barren within
no,
and without.
说话说得真是很重。
Now these words are very serious and severe.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你留意 到当神这样说重话的时候，
You take note when God says these very severe words.
神里面的感觉是怎么样？
What is God's feeling from within?
留意第八节，
You take note of verse 8.
耶路撒冷啊，
O Jerusalem,
你当受教，
Be thou instructed,
免得我心与你生疏，
Lest my soul depart from thee,
免得我使你荒凉,
lest I make thee desolate,
成为无人居住之地,
a land not inhabited.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意一件事,
you can take note of one thing.
神在这里仍然让神的子民领会,
God here still allows for his people to realize,
神不甘心这样做的,
God is not willing to do this,
但是神不能不这样做,
but he must do this.
如同第五章那里说，神说了那么一句话。
Just as it says in chapter 5,
我怎能赦免你呢？
How can I forgive thee?
神是乐意赦免人的神。
God is a God who is willing to forgive.
神是满有怜悯的神。
He is a God full of mercy.
虽然他不以有罪为无罪。
Yet he cannot deem the sinless as the sin
as sinless. 但是对于那些转过来的人，
But for those who repent,
他要向他们显明神的恩典到万代。
That he would manifest his grace through the ages.
弟兄姊妹，你留意十条诫命说到神追讨人的罪的时候，那个话怎么说？
Now, brothers and sisters, you remember what the words of the Lord said when he chastens the sin of man.
如果人在神面前得罪神，
Now, if man transgressed against God,
神说我要追讨他的罪，直到三四代。
God says, I will chasten him to three and four generations.
但是当人转过来的时候呢？
But once man repents,
神说我要怜悯他们直到万代。
God says, I will have mercy on them throughout the generations.
三世代跟万代怎么比较？
Now how can you compare three, four generations to throughout the generations?
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
神透过他所说的许许多多的话，向我们显明他心里的意念。
Indeed, God tells us what is in his heart through the words he expresses to us.
好像诗篇里边这些话也是 不少的。
Just as these words are very abundant in Psalms.
什么是一说虽然有眼泪。
That there is weeping through the night.
早晨便必欢呼。
But there is joy that cometh in the morning.
因为你的怒气不过是转眼之间。
For your anger is but a moment.
你的恩典却是一生之久。
And there is grace, there is favor in thy sight.
这是神的向着人的那份心情。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is the heart that God has for man.
虽然他的子民好像把神逼到一个地步，不能不给他们鞭打，也不能不给他们管教。
It seems like the people is forcing God to discipline them, to scourge them.
但是神在那里喊出。
But God is crying out,
耶路撒冷,
O Jerusalem,
你当受教,
be thou instructed,
免得我心与你生疏,
lest my soul depart from thee,
免得我使你荒凉, 成为无人居住之地,
lest I make thee desolate, a land not habitable.
我是非常不甘心这样做,
I am very not willing to do this.
你好不要逼着我这样做,
do not force me to do this.
你回转过来好不好?
Return.
你只要回转过来,
if you will return,
你向我不生疏，我的心也绝不会与你生疏。
If you will not depart from me, I will not depart from you.
我更不甘心要叫你落到荒凉的那种光景里。
I'm not willing for you to be in a condition where it is inhabitable.
但是以色列民有多少人体会神这样的心思？
But how many in Jerusalem will understand this heart of God?
没有。
No.
没有。
There is none.
所以 所以神虽然说了这些话,
so even though God spoke these words,
神虽然发表了他的心思,
though he expressed this heart that he has,
他立刻就告诉耶利米说,
immediately he tells Jeremiah,
以色列人, 犹大人, 他们的心实在已经荒凉了。
Indeed, the people of Jerusalem, their hearts are desolate.
将来, 巴比伦人来的时候,
when the Babylonians shall come,
他们就好宰他们, 对付他们就好像宰葡萄一样,
they will deal with them as gleaning as a vine.
宰了又宰,
they will glean and glean again.
宰了又宰,
they will glean and gather again.
啊, 你看这里一串葡萄,
now there's a cluster of grapes here.
把它宰上来,
I will glean it.
放在楼里,
I will put it in the basket.
还有,
and another cluster.
再再,
I will gather it again.
哪里还有?
There's another cluster.
再再,
I will gather it again.
弟兄姊妹,在湾区很多弟兄姊妹都去别人的那个 水果农场的里边去采过果子。
Now brothers and sisters, we live in the Bear, we have been to the orchards to pick fruit.
你们很多人都会去过,不过我没去过。
Many of you may have gone before, but I haven't been to it before.
只要不去过,我也能想象嘛。
Even though I haven't been there, I can imagine it.
因为我家里就有一棵 水果。
Because I have a fruit tree at home.
也有一点点经历嘛,
so I have a little bit of experience.
你怎么去采果子呢?
How do you pick the fruit?
采了一个,
you pick one,
又采一个,
and then you pick another,
再采一个,
and you gather another.
一直采到那个树上的果子给你采光,
and you continue to pick at the tree till it is all gone.
用这样的神用着这样的一个光景 来描述 当巴比伦人入侵的时候 犹大所遭遇的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the picture which God expressed to us when the Babylonians will come and occupy the land, that this will happen.
所以神看到以色列人的结局的时候, 犹大的结局的时候,
so when God sees the end of the Israelites, the people of Judah,
神实在是不甘心的,
God is so not willing for this.
所以我们看到从这个地 第二章开始,一直到了第六章这几章的经文里头。
So we can see throughout these chapters from chapter 2 to chapter 6.
我个人感觉,我跟弟兄姊妹交通过, 一直是神在那里对付耶利米的心思。
I've shared this with brothers and sisters before. My personal view is God is continuing to deal with the mind and thought of Jeremiah.
要让他的心思是懂得选择。 站在神那一边,
in order for his mind and thought to know, to choose to stand on the side of God.
那么所以说到这里的时候,
so when we speak
of it,
you see verse 10,
神又在那里叹息了,
God is grieving again.
神又在那里再重复来说他心里边的那个意念了。
So he repeats again the thought that is in his heart.
用这么你注意,
brothers and sisters, take note.
第十节怎么说?
What does verse 10 say?
现在我可以向谁说话呢?
To whom shall I speak?
来做见证吗?
And give warning.
使他们听呢?
That they may hear.
他们的耳朵未受割礼,
behold, their ear is uncircumcised.
不能看见,
and they cannot hearken.
不能听见,
they cannot hearken.
看啊,
behold,
耶和华的话, 他们以为羞耻, 不以为喜悦,
the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it.
因此我被耶和华的愤怒充满, 难以含忍,
therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in.
好, 先看到这里,
now we'll first stop here.
这段话是神像 耶利米说过的话以后,
these are the words after God has spoken to Jeremiah.
你看到耶利米心思里头的那个转变,
you can see the change, the shift in the heart of Jeremiah.
那这里就说到,
here it says,
这是百姓,
now these people,
他们耳朵没有受割礼,
their ears uncircumcised,
所以他们不能听见,
so they hearken not.
神的话,
now the word of God,
他们以为是羞耻,
it's reproach to them.
哎呀, 还说什么神的话?
Why do you still preach the word of God?
Oh, 巴利的话好听呢,
now we delight in the word of Baal.
神的话太无聊了,
the word of God is nonsense.
或者是神的话太严厉了,
his words are too severe.
神没有人情味了,
there's no favor in them.
却不知道, 神所有的话都是要把他们带回神的喜悦里。
Yet they do not realize that all the word of God is to bring them back into His delight.
那都弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
And so brothers and sisters, take note.
当耶利米在这里说出这些话的时候
，Now when Jeremiah says these words,
你跟在上头第四章里边，就上一次我们所提说过的那一个话。来 做一个比较。
Now you can take note and compare to the words we shared on in chapter 4.
你就看见耶利米的心思在神面前转了。
Then you can see the heart of Jeremiah is changing before God.
起初耶利米还是向神要怜悯要同情。
At the beginning, Jeremiah is still seeking compassion and mercy with the Lord.
他也并不太把神的公义和圣洁看得很重。
He is still not putting enough weight on the holiness and the righteousness of God.
他总是觉得总是神的百姓呢。
He still feels that we are the people of God.
神不能那样严厉地对待他们。
God, you cannot treat them so severely.
所以他第四章那里他会向神说出这样的话。
And so in chapter 4, he can say these words to God.
哎呀，哀哉，主耶和华呀，你真是大大的欺哄这百姓和耶路撒冷。
Oh Lord God, you have greatly deceived your people.
说你们必得平安，其实刀剑害及性命哦。
You say that peace unto you, but yet the sword is at their throat.
你说要想赐平安给耶路撒冷。
You say you will grant peace to Jerusalem.
你透过那个上行诗提醒我们。
And from the Song of Decrees, a sense that you tell us you will grant us peace.
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
That we must pray for peace to Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷要有平安。
And that there will be peace to Jerusalem.
但事实上神你却安排了刀剑来杀灭耶路撒冷。
But the fact is, God, you have arranged for the swords to destroy Jerusalem.
那就是第四章里边说到的耶利米当时的那个心思。
Now that's the heart that's described to us in the heart of Jeremiah in chapter 4.
神，你怎么可以欺哄你的百姓呢？
Oh Lord God, how can you greatly deceive your people?
神，你怎么可以让你的百姓碰到这样的事情呢？
Oh Lord God, how can you allow for your people to encounter these things?
现在在第六章里看到了。
Now in chapter 6, you can see.
耶利米心思里边体会到神的意思了。
In the heart of Jeremiah, he's beginning to understand the heart of God.
他感觉到神的感觉了。
He's able to feel the feelings of God.
他体会到神的意念。
He's able to realize and understand the heart of God.
看到他在这里。
So here you can see.
当神在那里说。
When God is speaking there.
将来耶路撒冷的敌人来到的时候，就要把他们好像摘葡萄那样摘了又摘。
That when the people, the enemy of God, will come and glean them thoroughly as remnants, as a vine.
那个情景是很严重。
Now that picture, that scene is very severe.
非常非常的可怜。
It is very, very sad and pitiful.
耶路撒冷要成为荒凉。
Jerusalem will be in ruins.
里面荒凉。
It is in ruins within.
外面也荒凉。
It is in ruins without.
整个的神的百姓都落在荒凉里。
The entire people of God is in desolation.
这一个时候。
At that time.
你看耶利米说什么话。
You can see what Jeremiah says.
耶利米领会了。
Jeremiah understood.
都是我们的愚昧招致神那样严厉的。
It is our foolishness that has brought about such a severe discipline
from God.
Indeed, we are wise to do evil.
没有知识行做好行善。
Yet to do good, we know not.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这些话起初耶利米大概还不领会。
At the beginning, maybe Jeremiah did not understand these words.
神说跟他说了许许多多的话。
God spoke so many words to him.
现在他领会。
Now he understands.
你留意第十节。
You take note of verse 10.
现在我可以向谁说话来做见证。
Now who can I speak to give warning?
让他们听。
That they may hear.
这个他们犹大的百姓。
This they is the people of Judah.
耶路撒冷的居民。
It is the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
他们已经落到这样的光景。
They have already fallen in this condition.
耳朵没有受隔离。
That their ears uncircumcised.
耳朵没有归上神。
Their ears are not toward God.
耳朵给神以外的事物完全的霸占了。
Their ears are completely occupied by things outside of God.
他们只要听神以外的。
They only delight to hear things outside of God. They just do not want to hear from God.
除了神以外,
aside from God,
谁说话他们都觉得有道理,
they will feel it's very reasonable as long as it's not God.
他们不要听,
but they do not want to hear the word of God.
他们的耳朵没有受隔离,
their ears are not circumcised.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
留意这个话,
pay attention to these words.
这些话不是单单是以色列人是这样,
these words are not only for the Israelites.
如果神的儿女在神面前也像他们一样耳朵没有受隔离的话
If the people of God are just in the same condition as them that their ears are not circumcised
耳朵没有受过对付的话
Now if our ears have not been dealt with
没有让十字架来做工一下
We have not let the cross do its work
他们就会觉得
Then we'll feel
主的事情说来说去就是那么一些。
All the things of the Lord, no matter what you say, it's the same old thing.
又不够多姿多彩。
It is not exciting and colorful.
又没有趣味。
And there is no favor at all.
听来听去都是这样。
It is the same old words.
总不能那么矮板。
It cannot be so simple and dull.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是耳朵没有受割。
That is our ears. It has not been circumcised.
没有晓得。
We do not know.
神多少的怜悯在神的话里。
His words are full of mercy.
神多少的恩惠在神的话里。
His words are full of grace.
神多少的荣耀在神的话里。
His words are full of glory.
还有
And
神的宝贝的旨意也是在神的话里。
His precious will is also contained within his words.
前两天我今天前天昨天我还前天我还在 New Jersey 昨天上午还在 New Jersey
just on Sunday even I was in New Jersey yesterday afternoon I was in New
Jersey 在这两段的时间的里头
and in those two periods of time
我就碰到一对信主不到两年的弟兄姊妹
I encounter a couple that have believed in the Lord not 2 years yet
两个人呢在在大陆上
and,
没有到美国以前
and these two people when they were in China before they came to the US
是中央部级的机关的处长
now they were the high official of a central unit in the central government the central agency
就是等于什么呢
now what does that equate to here
等于美国我姑且这样说
I can put it this way
美国一个什么美国没有贸易部的有个什么这样说对商务部
Now they were like in the one of the cabinets
不是部长
They're not the cabinet leader
是部下一级
They're just one step below that
那弟兄姊妹你就晓得那个官阶有多高
And so brothers and sisters you realize how high they rank
应该是怎么说了不必管了弟兄姊妹你反正晓得部是商务部里头的当中一个部门的负责人
And so, for example, they are not the head of the cabinet, but they are just a department in the cabinet.
又是共产党员哦。
And so they're of course communists as well.
当然能坐在那个位置上的一定是共产党员。
And so, of course, if you rank so high in the Chinese government, you must be communist.
那你晓得这对夫妻的背景就是这样。
And so that's just the background of this couple.
他们来了美国。
After they come to the U.S.,
当然他们的历史 很长了。
Of course, they have a very long history.
不过他说他们说今年 要来参加西岸特会，弟兄姊妹，你有机会碰到他们。But
brothers and sisters, they said they'll come to the WCCC, so you have chance to encounter them.
那我说这两个人做什么呢？
And so why do I tell you about these two people?
像他们这样的一个背景。
Now with their background.
信了主大概两年还不到。
Now they haven't yet believed in the Lord for 2 years. But once they turn to come to know the Lord. Now the madness, how crazy fanatic they are for the word of God. The desire they have for the word of God. Now, for a desire to come to know and understand the heart of God. Especially for the wife. In general, it's not easy to see that condition. We thank God.
为什么他们一下子转过来会那么明显呢?
Why is it that they have such a clear and dramatic turnaround?
如果我们用旧约的话来说,
if we use Old Testament terms,
他们耳朵受了隔离,
their ears were circumcised.
当然严格说讲就是他们生命里面受了对付。
Of course, to be very strict, it's because their life has been dealt with.
我们的主借着十字架的工作在他们里面,
and so our Lord through the work of the cross have some destruction within them, not only to tear down but also to build. Now the work on the cross, on the one side to tear down, on the other side to build. On the one hand to tear down what God does not desire and to establish the fullness of the life of Christ. Now if indeed our heart has been dealt with, very naturally our ears will be circumcised, and we'll feel the preciousness of the word of God. We'll feel how lovely his words are. We would not be like the condition of the people of Judah here. The word of God is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Now when Jeremiah saw such a condition, Jeremiah said these words here. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it. Now the righteous wrath of God is manifested in
him.
No longer does he say to the Lord God, you have greatly deceived your people. When he says these words,
it
is because he has not truly seen God and come to understand the heart of God. But now he comes to understand the heart of God. He also has
peace.
And he says, the fury of the Lord have become my fury. And God's feeling have become my feeling. And God's thought have become my thought. And within me it is kindled as a fire. I cannot hold it in. And then what?
你看啊,
you can see.
接下去,
it continues on.
就是耶利米对犹大人的那一个责备。
Jeremiah then reproaches the people of Judah.
很厉害的责备。
Severely reproaches them.
说到他们从年幼的一直到年长。
And from the children to the young.
他们的结局是怎样?
What their result will be.
他们会 有怎样的遭遇?
And what will come about to them?
原因就是他们在神的面前一直惹神的怒气。
The reason is because they continue to bring forth the anger of God.
从先知到祭司,
from the prophets to the priests,
都是这样,
they all deal falsely.
他们欺骗百姓,
they deceive the people.
他们把百姓带到 错误的路上,
that they bring the people into a way of error.
14节就说,
verse 14,
他们轻轻浮浮地医治我百姓的损伤,
they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly.
骗他们说,
deceiving them, saying,
平安喽,平安喽。Peace, peace. 其实没有平安。When
there is no peace,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们留意,
we take note.
这是当时耶路撒冷里头犹大的百姓当中的那些宗教领袖。
Now, this is in Jerusalem, the people of Judah, the so-called religious leaders.
他们所表达出来的,
what they express,
就是把神的百姓带到邪路上。
It is to bring the people of God on the way of error.
弟兄姊妹们,
on the way of wickedness,
你留意,
brothers and sisters.
这种光景,
you can take note for this condition.
那一种的情形,
this is not only the condition right before Judah was in captivity.
我们看,
we can see.
就是在基督教的历史里头, 一直到今天,
even throughout Christian history until today.
你看见称为基督的教会的团体,
you can see those so-called Christian organizations.
多少次,
have so many times gone astray from the word of God. To use anything outside of Christ to take the place of Christ. To gain those that are outside of Christ, which Christ does not desire to take the place of Christ.
所以耶利米在这里就很明确地说, 神是这样说, 陶醉的时候, 他们都要扑倒。
So Jeremiah plainly just says here, therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them.
因为神不是不给他们机会,
because the Lord has already given them many chances.
但是他们不以为然。
But they did not, they are not mindful of it.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters,
留意什么呢?
Pay attention to what?
16节以后,
after verse 16,
耶利米把神怎么监察他的百姓的那种光景又在陈列出来。
Jeremiah lists out once again how God will view the actions of his people.
你看看神怎么的心意,人怎么的反应。
You can see the heart of God and how man responds to it.
都是很原则性的。
It is a lot of principles here.
甚至我们可以说是很真理性的。
We can say it is truth.
我们先来注意,这里是好像是对话的样。
We can see here, it seems like there is a conversation.
16节, 耶和华如此说, 你们当站在路上查看访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。Thus
said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls.
弟兄姊妹，第一，你注意古道。
Brothers and sisters, first pay attention to the old paths.
不是新鲜的事物。
Now it's not new and exciting things.
是古时就有的。
But it is there.
从前就有的。
It is there in ancient times.
一直上来就是这样的。
It continue on to be this way.
不是新玩意。
It is not a new gadget.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意,
you can take note.
人一直是要追求创新,
man always seeks for the new.
要有新花样,
we have to have the new style.
要有变化,
we must have change.
人的事物是可以这样变我们没有话讲。
Man's things can change in that way. We have nothing to say about it.
因为你如果不这样，人家就说，哦，你这个人很 很老土，香港人的话。And so,
if you don't change, then in man's way, in the Hong Kong dialogue, you will be very outdated, very old-fashioned.
那必须你要跟上时代啊。
You must follow on to the trend. You must be upfront.
你要有些新的事物在那里。You
must have new and fresh ideas.
但是主说,
but the Lord said,
你去访问古道,
now ask of the old paths.
这个才是善道。
Where is the good way?
你要行在其间
and walk therein,
这样你就可以得安息
and you shall find rest for yourself.
这是神的呼喊
That is the cry of God.
人的反应怎样呢
What is man's response?
我们读下去就行了
We can read and we understand.
他们却说我们不行在其间
But they say, we will not walk therein.
神说这样是就对了对了
God says, this is right.
人说我才不理你。
Man says, no, I won't be mindful of it at all.
这不是人的光景吗?
Is that not the condition of man,
brothers and sisters? 我说的人不是那些不认识神的人。
Now I'm not referring to those people as those who do not know God.
称为神名下的人。
But I'm saying these are the people who are under the name of God.
包括古时的犹大和现在的称为基督教的范围里边的人物。
It includes the people of Judah in the ancient times and those who are under the name of Christianity today.
你说应当回到神的话里面做我们的准则。
You say we must return once again into the word of God to be our principle.
他们说时代不同了。
They say no, this is a change in times.
人的心思也不同了。
The heart of man has changed.
人的知识水平提高了。
Now our education has risen.
你不能再拿老的那一个来跟我们说了
So you cannot use that of old to compare and say it to us today.
这不是今天的光景。
It's not the condition today.
当犹大他们走歪的，今天仍然照着那个歪路走。
In those days when Judah went astray, today men follow in the same way.
而神说要反问古道。
God says, ask for the old path.
是古道。
It is the old path.
只有那个古道是善道。
Only that old path is the right path.
是你们所必应该走上去的。
That you must walk therein.
人的反应就是说我们不走。
But man's response is, we will not walk in it.
因为太老了。
It is too old.
太老了。
It's too ancient.
所以我们并不看到它有什么善。
So we do not see any good in it.
我们一定不走。
We will not walk in it.
那神又说了。
And God said,
我是你守望的人照管你们。
Also I said, watchmen over you.
告诉你们要听脚声。
Saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet.
但是神说，我要保守你们。
God says, I will keep you.
为你们是你守望的人去注意仇敌。有什么的活动?
I have set watchmen over you to take notice of the action of the enemy.
然后就用脚声来给你们提出警告。
And I will warn you by the blowing of the trumpet.
好防备敌人的那个撞空。
So that you will defend against the enemy.
那是神一方的好意。
Now that's God's good intention.
神给他们保护。
God protects them.
神为他们守望。
God watches over them.
但是人的反应怎么说呢?
But what is man's response?
他说我们不听。
But they said, we will not hearken.
您可以在那里吹号角。
You can blow the trumpet.
不管你怎么吹。
No matter how you blow the trumpet.
我们就是不听。
We will not hearken.
我们觉得那没有什么意思。
That's meaningless to us.
我们不要听。
We will not hearken.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以呢?
Therefore.
你就留意到。
You can take note.
是耶利米在这里说话，但是却是神借着他来发表。
Yes, Jeremiah is the spokesperson here, but it is spoken by God.
我们念下去你就知道那个光景。
When we read on, we know the condition.
他列国啊，因此你们当听。
Therefore, hear ye nations.
会众啊，要知道他们必遭遇的事。
And know, O congregation, what is among them.
地啊，当听。
Hear, O earth.
弟兄姊妹，你把这几句话的那个说话的人的那个情绪抓出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, you're able to take out the emotion of the person who is saying these words.
那是不是像申命记摩西临终以前跟以色列人说的那一番话
Is it the same emotions as the emotions of Moses right before he was going to die when he spoke to the people?
我今天呼天创地的跟你们说
Now I cry out to you today
很严重的很沉重的
I solemnly say to you today
这里好像是他在那里列国啊
It seems here it was the same emotions. O nation,
贵重啊,
O congregation,
地啊,
O earth,
你们都来听啊,
come here.
听什么?
To hear what?
我一定使灾祸临到这个百姓。
Behold, I will bring evil upon this people.
这个灾祸临到
，and this evil
就是他们的意念所结的果子
，is the fruit of their thoughts。
他们的意念是什么
？What is their thoughts？
不听我的话
，they did not hearken unto my words。
至于我的训诲，他们也厌弃了
，nor to my law but rejected it。
弟兄姊妹注意了
，Brothers and sisters take note。
以上的一番话对我们今天在新约里边的人啊，还是非常非常。有关联的。
The words below are still very much related to us in the New Testament.
上面就说到。
It says before,
他们根本不理会神的话。
They were not hearken to the word of God. They did not hearken to the thought of God.
他们一直行在自己的路上。
They continue to walk in their own way.
但是手中所做的呢?
But the word of
God 就好像做得非常非常的完整。
Seems very, very complete and perfect.
他曾从示巴出的乳香,从远方出的菖蒲,你奉来给我有何益处呢?
To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country?
那这些都是香料。
And so all these are incense.
带到耶路撒冷来做香膏 做圣香的。
And so all these are brought to Jerusalem to make into frankincense.
从老远的地方把它运到这里来。哦，我们给神。
So they brought from a far country to come before God and say, I give it to God.
我有什么益处呢?
And God says, to what purpose cometh to me?
你们献燔祭。
That you burn offerings.
你们也献平安祭。
Your sacrifices.
献你尽管可以在这里献。
You can sacrifice them to me.
但是我不喜悦。
But they're not acceptable.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话非常非常不简单。
Brothers and sisters, these words are not simple at all.
不简单在什么地方?
Why are they not simple?
这是人在外面做了许多事。
It is because externally men have done many, many things.
都是宗教上的事。
Many religious things.
表面上来都是好像讨神喜悦的事。
Externally, they seem to be things that seek his favor.
都是为着神来做的事。
They seem to be doing it for God.
他们这样为神来做事。
And when they do it for God in this way,
又预备做香的材料。
They prepare the materials for the frankincense.
又在那里献燔祭献平安祭。
And they're offering the burnt offerings and the sacrifices.
神说我不喜悦。
But God says it is not acceptable.
你们做的一切对我一点用处都没有。
It is not sweet to me, it is useless.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是什么?
What is this?
这不是罗马书第二章里面所给我们所留意到的。
Is this not given to us in Romans chapter 2.
你外面做的并不是神所要的。
What you do externally is not what God desires.
你要叫神悦纳。
But if you want God to accept it,
你必须是从里面来做。
You must do it from within.
你做出有实际的。
You must do it with reality.
不是只是做出一个表面的现象,
it's
一种表面的光景。
It is not only a facade, only an external condition.
如果是这样的话,
if that is the case,
你做了等于没有做。
You have done it, it doesn't mean anything.
不但是等于没有做,
not only does it mean nothing,
相反的还惹动我的怒气。
But it will also bring about my wrath.
哦, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个是很严肃的一件事。
This is a very serious matter.
所以神在使神的话在那里继续就很清楚就说了。
And so God's words continues to say very clearly.
那个结果就是
That result is
从北方一个大国来
There is a big nation from the north
来攻击你们
To attack you.
你们就完了
And you will be finished.
什么都完了
Everything will be done.
但是神的心
But the heart of God,
在这种光景的底下，还是盼望神的子民有悔改的心。
Under this condition, still desires for His people to
repent. 所以你看神的话说的那么绝的时候。
So you can see even to the degree of God's words here, how severe it is.
那人看来是没有挽回的余地的时候。
In man's view, it is hopeless. There's no point of return.
转圆的那一个可能的时候。
There's no possibility of return here.
神又说了。
God still says,
26节,
verse 26,
我民啊,
my people,
应当腰束麻布,
gird thee with sackcloth,
滚在灰中,
and wallow thyself in ashes.
你要悲伤如同上犊子。
Make thee mourning as for an only son.
痛痛的哭嚎。
Most bitter lamentation.
为了什么?
For what?
悔改。
For repentance,
归向神,
to return to God,
看见自己的愚昧,
to see your own foolishness, to see how we have sinned against God,
转回过来,
to repent.
但是神借着耶利米再说的话,
but the word of God through Jeremiah,
似乎神已经确定了这些百姓,
it seems as if God has already determined that these people would not repent. Because within they're thoroughly corrupt.
所以神说,
so from verse 27,
神说我就立你作为一个试验,
and so God,
就是指着耶利米,
and so God points at Jeremiah and says that you will try their way.
来显明他们
to manifest their actual situation.
他们是铜,
whether they are brass or iron.
他们是钢硬的,
whether they are hard.
只会行坏事,
that they can only do corrupt things.
如果把铅啊, 放在风箱里边去打那个火炉,
now, if you will use the lead to burn the fire,
铅也会给烧毁,
the lead is consumed of a fire. Now, brothers and sisters, now if you compare the lead to the brass and the iron,
铜铁就是硬的,
now the brass and the iron is hard. Now the lead is soft.
这就说出如果他们心稍微柔软一点,
now if it speaks of the fact if their heart is somewhat tender,
神用这许那么重的鞭打管教责备而来到,
then when God comes severely with all the discipline and the reproach and the scourging and the chastening, they will still somewhat repent.
但是很可怜,
but very sadly,
他们练而又练,
they are refined and melted.
终是徒然,
it is in vain.
他们以为自己很有本事,
they thought they are very capable.
很有价值,
they are very valuable.
但是神说,
but God says,
人看他们不过是泥渣,
retrobate silver shall man call them.
泥子本来是有点名贵的, 在那个时候,
now at those times, silver should be somewhat valuable.
但是可惜他们是泥渣,
but unfortunately, they are retrobate silver.
没有意义,
it is meaningless.
没有价值,
it is without value.
根本的原因,
and the basic reason,
神已经把他弃掉,
God has already forsaken them.
那弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters, we'll conclude this
因为到了第六章的末了,
because at the end of chapter 6,
那是耶利米整个心思给神对付到一个地步, 他完全接受神的心思意念和感情,
that is, the heart of Jeremiah has been dealt with by God to a point that he completely takes over God's feeling and his thoughts.
所以在最末了, 他指出一个很严肃的事实,
so at the end, he points forth a very serious matter.
是什么事实?
What is that?
他就是指出任何的宗教活动都不能代替敬畏神。
He speaks of the fact that no matter how much religious activity you have, it cannot take the place of the fear of God.
人有一个错觉,
man has this misunderstanding, that if I have a part in my religious activity, that means I have a good relationship with God. But very clearly God shows us,
神要在我们身上得着的,
what God desires from us is not religious activity, but it is our accurate heart toward Him,
爱神,
to love Him,
敬畏神,
to fear Him.
只有爱神, 敬畏神,
and only when we love and fear God,
这是神所喜悦,
that is what is pleasing to God.
宗教的活动绝对不能代替人向神存敬畏的心。
Spiritual activity absolutely cannot take the place of man's fear toward God.
我们看着神在人身上做工, 长久以来就是一直要把人的心带回神的面前到这个地步。
And we can see throughout the work of God, it is to bring man's heart back to that position to fear and honor him.
When we
read the book of Jeremiah,
我们看望, 不是看耶利米当时说什么话,
we do not only look at the words that are spoken by Jeremiah,
而是从耶利米所说的话看见 神今天对我们说的话,
but it's through the words spoken by Jeremiah to see the words that God speaks to us today.
就我们脱离那个恋而又恋终是徒然的光景,
to deliver us from this condition where we are melted in vain.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这,
I think we'll end here tonight.